Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. A collision between an 18-wheeler and a small pickup truck north of Batesville caused a fire and closed Highway 167 while emergency response personnel cleared the roadway and extinguished the fire. The accident occurred near the entrance to the North Arkansas Farm Supply Store. Independence County Deputy Kirk Green said the accident occurred around 8:45 Thursday night when a Dollar General 18-wheeler traveling south on Highway 167 collided with a Chevrolet S10 pickup going north. Deputy Green said the 18-wheeler caught on fire with a blaze spreading from the engine area to the cargo area. Chief Deputy Alan Cockrell said lift trucks provided with the farm co-op and Bad Boy mowers were used to move some Dollar General inventory from the truck. Green said the driver of the pickup, Bo Andrew DeWitt, and a passenger in the 18-wheeler, Tammy Thompson, were transported to the White River Medical Center for emergency treatment. The extent of the injuries were not known, but not thought to be life-threatening. The 18-wheeler driver, Herschel Thompson, was not injured. There will be a public meeting tonight at 6:30 at the Bethesda Fire Department. It's to discuss the location of a boat ramp to be located on the White River near Bethesda. State Representative Tommy Wren, along with Arkansas Game and Fish officials, will be in attendance to answer questions from the public. One of the meeting organizers, District 7 Justice of the Peace Larry Nelson, said Game and Fish has agreed to fund the project and wants public input into the effort. The proposed boat launch is the first to be located on the north side of the White River. If you need more information or have a question, call Mr. Nelson at 793-7892 or call Greg Taylor at Bethesda Grocery. The Ozarka College Mountain View expansion project is underway and construction is progressing. The Ozarka College Foundation Board launched a capital campaign in conjunction with the building project and is pleased to report Phase 1 has been completed. Phase 1 of the new 10,500-square-foot facility included naming opportunities for classrooms, labs, lecture halls, student centers, and a conference room. Phase 2 of the expansion will be an outdoor amphitheater, which will be available to the community for use. Ozarka is seeking a combination of grant funding and community support for the amphitheater at this time. The first goal-level donation of $1,000 for Phase 2 has been provided by Joe and Maxine Wyatt. The Wyatts said they wanted to donate to the unique feature of the Mountain View site and hope that others will follow with support. And two Independence County men have been charged in circuit court with felonies. Court records say 37-year-old Jerry D. Smart is charged with felony theft in connection with scrap metal being stolen from the Dr. Jim Lytle farm off Macue Road. Smart's bond was set at $35,000. And 30-year-old Jeremy Conway is charged with residential burglary and theft. It involved a break-in December 19th of the Stalker farm off Gap Road. His bond, $35,000. And that brings you right up to date.